You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with, once again, Karen Chaston, co-founder of Braveheart Women Australia, a community that inspires women to become their own best friend and live in their essence. Karen, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Great to be back. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. So for those that may have not heard the last time you were with us, tell us a little bit about yourself to kick things off.
Okay, so I'm a woman that seems to be keeping reinventing herself. About 4 years ago, I was a chief financial officer of a publicly listed company in Australia. It was a pub group, and I just totally loved my work. But in essence, and now, and I guess in hindsight, I was actually living what I now call a Groundhog Day days. I was working too much, eating too much, drinking too much, probably only empowered in a couple of areas of my life, which was probably for professional and financial. And then one of my sons suddenly passed away, and within a year later, I was made redundant, which is laid off. And it's the best thing that ever happened because I have reinvented myself. I now do live each day in love and gratitude. And I'm even in gratitude over my son passing, mainly because I would never have woken up and never have changed. And I just love the person I have become.
Since we have last spoke last March, you have self-published your third book and also the Elements Collection Gratitude Journals. Why Gratitude Journals?
Well, gratitude, you know, study after study has shown the importance of gratitude and its essential positive impact on our socially, physically, psychologically, and emotional well-being. And that was one of the practices that I adopted after my son passed. Though I was writing in a beautiful covered, hard-covered gratitude journal, but the pages were blank inside. And after 3.5 years of doing that, I started to want a little bit more from the journals, and I started looking around, and I couldn't really see what I wanted, so I invented my Elements Collection Gratitude Journals.
How would you say that these are unique to any other gratitude journal that may be out there that are similar?
Okay, so the first 11 pages of the gratitude journals are like a goldmine of information for the novice holistic person, containing detailed information into regards to the themed element, the energy of 99, because there's 99 pages in these journals, and 99 is the energy of global consciousness. I also go into the benefits of gratitude. I explain the chakras, I explain intention setting, and some finer points on how they can receive the most from their daily gratitude writings. But then when you get into the actual double page, the 99 dedicated double pages for your gratitude writings, they're beautifully set out. So on the left-hand side, there's a day number, which is a specific chakra color, so you can tune into your chakra, 7 days, 7 chakras, so you'll balance yourself over the week. And then there is a unique photo and a unique gratitude quote. Then on the right-hand side is all just lined page for you to write your daily gratitude writings. I've taken all of the photos except for the fire photos. And the main reason that I didn't take the fire photos, I figured 99 fire photos, they might think I was a bit of an arsonist turning up at all of these fires, if that makes sense.
Most certainly. Today we are joined by Karen Chaston, co-founder of Braveheart Women Australia, a community that inspires women to become their own best friend and live in their essence here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Karen, what are some of the benefits of gratitude?
Oh, there are many ways and reasons that gratitude is inherent in our basic happiness. Practicing gratitude is one of the best methods for improving our overall satisfaction with life and other feelings of optimism and joy. gratitude lowers anxiety and decreases, even eliminates depression, and it strengthens our immune system and encourages us to be more health conscious, all while fueling us to take better care of ourselves. It really is the key for us to have a relaxing sleep. And, you know, it's I heard it recently and I thought it was so cool. It seems that counting blessings, not sheep, is what the doctor should have ordered in many cases.
Lastly, what's up next for you? Anything specifically in the works right now?
Yeah, I've actually got a fair few workshops happening for in the space of helping women to actually empower their life in all seven areas, not just, you know, the couple as I mentioned. And if people aren't sure what the seven areas of life are, they are mentally, professionally, financially, socially, family, physically, and spiritually. And it's all about having balance in all of those areas in your life, and that's the key to actually fulfilling everything you want to do. So I've got a few workshops happening in Australia for that. My third book, which is called Teenagers Playing Grown-Ups, which is the story of four teenagers set in their late 60s, early 70s, all four pregnant, and they all choose a different option. So one gets married, one has an abortion, one chooses motherhood, as in single motherhood, and the last one adopts her child out. So I'm in the process of actually putting that into a four-week mini-series. So writing a screenplay is certainly a bit challenging at the moment, but I'll get there. As I said, I just love the person I've become. My creativity has awoken within me. There is no way I would have ever been able to write three books or create the gratitude journals while I was still in my masculine energy when I was in my corporate life. So that's what I just love, is helping women to actually find that inner essence within them and awaken it.
Well, certainly an inspiration without a question. It certainly is good to have you back, and thanks so much for sharing once again some of the things that have changed your life. Tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information and how they can connect with you as well.
Yeah, so you can go to my website, which is www.karenchaston, spelled chaston.com.au, because as I mentioned earlier, I'm in Australia. And you can have a look at all my books. The journals are on there. You can connect with me. And, you know, you can just email me. I'd love to hear from you.
Well, Karen, once again, thanks so much for your time today and for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio. And happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with, once again, Karen Chaston, co-founder of Braveheart Women Australia, a community that inspires women to become their own best friend and live in their essence. And once again, for more information and for contact, simply visit karenchaston.com.au. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.